June is Men's Health Month, and joining us in the studio this morning, Josh Harris, Certified Physician Assistant with Pardee UNC Healthcare. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. Let's jump right into this. As we said, June is Men's Health Month. So what are some things you feel like men need to know about their health, and specifically right here in June?
Yeah, so June's Men's Health Month, and men sometimes don't like to talk about their health.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you're like that. I know that I am. Typically, healthcare providers, only see men when, something's really wrong.
Or when their wives say, go see the doctor.
That happens often as well. Yeah. So we want to make sure that men are comfortable talking about their health and know that they can come in, at least annually to discuss these things, trying to catch things when they're small and not when it's a big deal.
What are some habits or some things that men need to be thinking of, and how do they need to incorporate those things into their lifestyles?
Yeah, so lifestyle change is difficult. But, just basic management of diet and exercise can really move the bar when it comes to your general health. We recommend particularly a healthy diet that's, mostly lean meats, vegetables, fruits, nuts. Think about shopping on the outside of the grocery aisle rather than the interior aisles or the frozen food section. Those are all healthy options. We're not asking you to cut everything out, but if you can avoid processed food, frozen food, fast food, things like that, in moderation, you can definitely improve your general health, avoid chronic disease and cancer.
Josh, are you finding that it is easier now than it used to be to find healthy options for food?
There are, as long as we can make those choices.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about exercise. How much exercise does a man need?
Yeah. So exercise benefits you in a variety of different ways. Improved fitness, endurance, stress reduction. We might talk about that a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
We recommend that men exercise 5 days a week. Think mostly cardiovascular exercise, walking, running, hiking. You want to bring the heart rate up. Breathe a little bit heavy, but still be able to have a conversation with somebody that's with you.
All right. So I don't have to run a marathon.
No. No extreme sports here. Just basic movement for 30 minutes. If you can throw in a couple of workouts at the gym for strength training, that's going to help maintain muscle mass and avoid injury.
Okay. You mentioned stress a bit ago. Let's talk about sleep and stress. What do men need to be thinking about when, as far as it comes to that?
Yeah. So sleep is a huge part of stress management. We recommend that men get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Some folks might be listening and being like, wow, that'd be pretty good. It certainly would. It helps manage your stress levels. The other piece is being comfortable talking about the challenges of your life and what's pushing you and what you're stressed about. And, particularly bring that up with the folks that are closest to you or your medical provider if it starts to get overwhelming.
So the mental side of it is just as important as the physical side of it then.
It is. It is. And so those conversations are really important. But then also what we've talked about before, getting out, moving, finding ways to take care of yourself and do the things that you enjoy. Hobbies like, fishing, running, mountain biking. Those are all great opportunities to reduce stress and improve well-being.
All right, let's go on the negative side here. Let's talk about bad habits. What are some bad habits that men need to be thinking of quitting? Not just during Men's Health Month, but all the time.
So the big one here is smoking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our communities have done a great job at reducing the amount that we smoke and the amount of people that smoke. This is a great way to avoid chronic disease and cancer long term. Also, alcohol is a piece of that too, and we counsel folks to keep alcohol consumption to 1 to 2 drinks a day or less. Again, all of this is an effort to avoid the chronic diseases we see regularly in the clinic, as well as developing cancer and risk of cancer.
So let's talk about physicals. How often should men see their doctor and get physicals?
It depends on the person, but in general, yearly physicals are a great place to start. The basic history that the provider takes, the questions they ask you, the physical exam they do, the labs that may follow, those are all ways for us to catch things when they're little things and not big things. The goal of those visits is to establish a relationship for the patient and pursue their health and well-being. That you know, can often include labs, like I said, and preventative screenings to make sure that we can catch things early rather than later on.
So should we be doing annual physicals?
Annual physicals are the way to go, unless your provider needs to see you sooner.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to remind our gentlemen out there as we think about Men's Health Month?
Yeah, well, I hope they have a great June. The weather's been great. Get outside, move around, and cook some good food.
Fantastic. Josh, thank you so much. Josh Harris, again, certified physician assistant with Pardee UNC Healthcare. If you would like to learn more about men's health and primary care at Pardee, it's very simple. Just visit www.pardeehospital.org.